12 years.
Maybe.
12 years.
Can I make your presentation?
No. 12 years here. This is my 12th year. Yeah.
I got 13. Anyway.
You want.
She's going to present search engine optimization, social media optimization.
All together. So, thank you very much for coming after lunch. So as you see, I have an accent, which is very, very useful now because you need to pay attention to me. Otherwise, you're not going to understand anything. So I'm going to hack your brains. So who I am? I am Marta Greber. Oh, I am. Are you listening to me in the back? No. Can you? 1, 2, 3. Okay, I can go. So my background, I am engineer. I have a post-graduation in marketing, also in design, master degree in art, and I'm finishing my PhD in art. So I have a very mixed background, and I work in all these areas. I am author of 2 books on search marketing, SEM and SEO, and I'm launching my 3rd book in Brazil now in October on digital marketing, so soon it's be out. I didn't bring it because it's in Portuguese. I think you don't speak Portuguese, so it's not used for you. I'm a professor in some Master of Business courses in Brazil in 2 or 3 universities, also research in another university in Brazil, and consultant in digital marketing. Also, as I am an artist, I'm taking my PhD in art. I have participated in several art exhibitions. I do develop artworks on the web, especially on the web, because this is my main area. And I was awarded last year at Florence Biennale, which was a great honor for me, as much as being here as in this session as Head Stapler. So, this presentation is already available in SlideShare, in this Google short in the link. So I have put a lot of things here. My problem is always to take things off the presentation. There are always several things very interesting to say. So I bring all these things and I try to speak fast, even in English. In Portuguese, I am really, really fast. Sometimes people say in Twitter, when they are seeing my presentation, they say that I am sponsored by Red Bull. So you can imagine how fast I can speak in Portuguese. Like you, I'm speaking English. So let's talk a little bit about the search era, what is happening now. So the main focus here is the strategic. It's not... Okay. I thought it was me, and I was thinking how the sound is coming out of me. Okay. The main thing here is to talk how search and the social are interacting together. Today, we cannot have search, marketing, any kind of optimization without social. I have been working with that. I have several clients in Brazil. And also, I deal with crisis management. Crisis management is when your client is in a very bad situation in the service, and you need to do something with that and put more results in that. I'm going to talk about that. So search and social have been together forever. We always have been searched. We search since we are born. We search for milk. We search for warmth. We search for everything. And when we see this, we have been always searching in 2 ways. Browsing, we can always observe what other people do and the things and how things are. And also asking. We ask since we are kids. So where is the best place to go now? So we do this offline and online. We are keeping doing that. Browsing is getting more difficult without a search because we are having a lot of complexity in the digital environment. Explosion of content. So if you have been searching forever, always, since we are in prehistory, why are we talking so much about searching? Also about augmented reality and other stuff we have been talking so much now. Some technologies we have for 3 decades, 4 decades. So why are we talking now? Just because we are in a very specific situation, context, where information is exploding. We have too much information online. So Web 2.0 is wonderful. This is participation. People can publish everything. But on the other hand, you need to filter this information. If you don't filter the information, you cannot get what you want. So search becomes paramount. And are you familiar with the concept of long tail? I think everybody here is familiar. So as we can have everything together on the web, we have the long tail distribution of things. So the niche products and the very specific things. On the other hand, we have a very, very huge problem trying to find this information. We have everything at once. And how can we find everything at once? For example, when you search for a program show in television and you have 600 channels, how can you do that? You have all the options in the world, but then you need to go one by one and you are going to spend a lot of time doing that. So the only thing that can combine or resolve the all things we can have with the difficulty of choice is the search. Search is there for that. The other thing is, the more information we have, less attention we pay. I don't know how many of you have read the book The Attention Economy from Davenport. This is really interesting. He says that the wealth of information creates the poverty of attention. The more information we have, we don't pay attention anymore. And then we start asking people, the influencers. This is why we're talking so much about influencers these days. The influencers have always existed, but now they get more important because people can go to the information without asking them. There is also another very good book from Seth Godin. I don't know how many of you follow Seth Godin. He is a really, really good guy in marketing here in the United States. And The Purple Call. The Purple Call talks about the influencers also and how you need to pay attention on influencers. And they spread the word for the mass market. So the information is exploding. And the only way to deal with this is with search. This is why search is very important. The other thing is the proliferation of technologies and media. Now we search in iPhone. Can you imagine how complicated it is to have your application found in iPhone? If you are not one of the top ones and you have not relevance, you are not found anymore. Even people, how can you be found in social media? Your video, how can it be found in YouTube? So social and the search are merging together and one is feeding the other. This is what's happening, okay? So it happened since prehistory, but now it's getting more and more and more connected. YouTube is the second largest search engine, and this is a social media or sharing videos website. This is the second largest one. Google is the first, and YouTube is second. Twitter is the fast-growing search engine, and people do a lot of search in Twitter, and Twitter is trying to get better in search results. I don't know how many of you know Collecta. Collecta is a very good search engine for real-time results from Twitter, so it's getting so. Other mix, 25% of the first page of results in Google for the top 20 brands are results from social media. So what people are saying. If you don't pay attention on what's going on in social media background, you may have problems in your search results as well. So people are talking, and I don't know how to say this in English, sorry. There are the top brands and the not so top, the small brands, okay? And those are not that in that situation because people don't talk very much about small brands. But the big ones, they are already in social media and they appear in the search results whether you want or not. The other very important thing that is happening here, we have always talked about target audience in marketing. So target audience still happens, it still exists. So we target people and then we try to get them. But the target audience is not the only target anymore. They are not there only waiting for us to talk to them and act or react. Now they are media because they pass along the information and also they are media generator. They create the things. So they get a very, very important role in marketing now, much more than it was in the past. The other thing that has happened, which changed the context and make search so important, is when we go from mass media to a very, very fragmented media as we have now, the consumer and the people in general are in power. When you have mass media, usually the company gets the product and put packing, distribution, advertisement, and it goes to consumer. It was like so. You have only one screen. Usually it was television. Now we have four main screens, cinema, movies, computer, television, and cell phones. If you pay attention in the share of use of each one of these platforms, it's changed along the time. Probably cinema is getting more than in the past, television less, and the smartphones are getting more and more. So the profile are changing. Your profile, your student's profile, everybody. Now what we have is something like this. The consumer has the cell phone on the hand, and then they choose where they are. So the active presence is from the consumer. You cannot impact them anymore as you like. They have the active presence. The only thing you can do is to provide a good experience to them when they reach you. And most of the websites don't do that. I don't know how many of you here have a mobile website running very well and a very good experience. I am addicted to Twitter, so I stay all the time following people and looking what's going on. The most links I click on, they go to very, very bad websites, a bad experience. So I just mark as favorite, and then I see my house in a big screen. So it's not okay. You are not giving a good experience for your customer. Since they use the finger to click on you, it's an active thing that you want. So you need to give them a very, very good experience, okay? So some statistics about search. 90% of online people use the search engine. So I think the 10% that doesn't use it, they are very, very old and they have never seen something like that. So they use it specifically very, very, maybe solitaire. They play solitaire and minus. Minus is good. And Tetris also is very good. And 8% of them declare they found what they was looking for. This is very important. When you declare that you found out, and you believe in something, this thing has power over you, okay? If you pay attention, if you believe in a friend, what he says has power over you. And millions of people search every day for a lot of things. Actually, this conference in 1999, it was my first conference in web dev here, I found on web. And then people here, where did you found? I'm from Brazil, I forgot to say that. Where did you find us? And then on the web in 1999, so we decided a lot of things. So how much do you depend on search? Have you think about that? Have you thought about that? So what's not found doesn't exist. There is a, how many of you subscribe to ZDNet.com? ZDNet.com is a wonderful website where they go to every major conference in technology and market, and they broadcast what is going on over there and write in the blogs. And also, they always do the top 10 trends. And taxonomy is one of the top 10 trends. We need to organize information. We don't know. This is why Google is so important to us, because we need to find the results. We have no other way. When you download a video from YouTube, you put a lot of names in the file, so you can find it later on, because we don't have metadata. So try to stay, I don't know if you have made this test before, try to stay 1 week not using any of the products of Google or just searching. Can you do that? I cannot, okay, I cannot. We are addicted to it, okay? We really need this every day. So if we really need this, it's controlling our life and our consumers and our students and everybody. Especially for young people, it's really interesting. They are born, living with Google. So if they don't find the information in Google, they think that it doesn't exist really. They don't go and walk away and see if there is a bookstore. They check here. If it's not here, they don't go away and they don't do it, okay? A question for you. How many of you use Gmail? How many of you have read the user agreement? No, okay, nobody. This is always so. This is another thing. We always let our information be searched by Google, and it goes to our mail messages and give us sponsored links. And then you say, oh, Marta, no problem. I don't speak in nothing very secret over there. And I say, if I take a look in your trash can, I know a lot about you, a lot. Who lives in your house, if you have a baby, what you read, etc., etc. Can you imagine what I know about you if I read your emails and I can suggest you things? We are going to talk a little bit about behavioral target later on. But this is a huge power. They have power over us. So when you are in a good position in search, probably you are going to get the consumers. So search is the digital sharp mind. Everybody knows what sharp mind is, what is in the mind of people. In the past, if I used to say to you, please say a cigarette brand, and then you say, it's what is your own mind. Now it's online on Google. If you type anything and then you get results, this is the digital share of mind. Another thing that is very interesting, when we do this research about how people get information and several things on products, research is something they do when they use a search engine, but also they navigate. They find information when they find a web. When they want to go to a website, they don't type the URL anymore. They go to Google and they type the name, and then they navigate. So if you don't find your institution name in the Google, as in the first page, the official page, you are you are in a bad position, okay? Because people navigate using Google. It's not just for search; it's for navigation as well. So other things that make us need to be on the first page. People rarely goes beyond the first page. Who here goes, not when you are looking for your name, okay? But when you are looking for anything else in the world, who goes beyond the second page or the first page? Or you rephrase, is some of you. Usually you rephrase what you are looking for and then you try again, 90% of the clicks are on the first page, okay? 90%, most of people click on the first page. And 90% don't read beyond the third page, so they stay in the first or second. And also, 90% believe that the first results in the first page are the market leader brands. It's not true. We know that it's not true. Sometimes there are very, very inexpressive companies over there. But people don't know, and they think if they are there in the organic search in Google, they are the best in the marketing. So if you are not, this is a very important thing to think about. I call that to be in the top 10, the top 10 dictatorship. You must be there. Actually, you should be in the top 5, okay? Because people read, 50% of people read until the screen, switching the screen, okay, rolling the screen. So if you really, really want to have a good result, you need to be in top 5 results. SEM SEO, this is how we get there. I'm not going to enter in very specific details because the focus here is more strategic, how to promote your website and how to connect this to search and what is beyond the basic information. If you want the basic information, I'm going to show you the poster. I won the best of track because of the poster. You can download the poster after. And then all the information are there, all the checklist in every detail and every comment. The idea here is to show the how to go beyond. So search engine marketing has on-page and off-page optimization. On-page optimization is what you can do in your website. I'm going to talk about it a little bit later. And then we have some things we do off-page. One of the things is sponsored links. Sponsored links is completely different from anything else. It's an advertisement, and you have a completely separate platform. All the other stuff is just a way to support search engine optimization, to get better results. You need to get links. You need to get traffic. Otherwise, you are not going to go up. You are not going to ranking well. So some things is word of mouth marketing, social media marketing, social media optimization. This is the, one of the most important things. Link building, really valid link building, not just exchange with someone trading money, but just that you are in business with that people, it's okay. Appearing directories, affiliate programs, press releases. Press releases are really, really interesting because the press release websites, they have high ranks in Google. So when they point to you, this is a good thing. You win a lot of points. Link bait. Do you know what link bait is? There is a lot of information there. Link bait are some things you can do in your website, and then you attract the people. So there are several tips over there, about 20. You can have this later on. I couldn't put it here because we don't have time. And then you check over there what you can do. Sometimes interview someone. The only way to get links is to be relevant. If you're not relevant, if you don't have a good content, I always say, content is king and collaboration is queen. So first you need to have a good content, then the collaboration comes. If you don't have a good content, collaboration doesn't come. And both are very, very important for search engine optimization. So the poster, which is the main topic I was talking 2 years ago, and this is why I'm here. What I did differently from other people is I transformed the search engine marketing in a search market, in a market plan. I don't know how many of you have background in marketing, but it's very important to have a plan, a strategic plan before you start doing anything in marketing. So you start analyzing objectives. What I have been seeing a lot is people who get the comment and they start putting this in the code. So it's not effective if you don't know what you want. So the first thing, what you want and how are your competitors? How is your situation? How your page is ranking? After that, you are going to select keywords. This is a huge and very important work. It's not glamorous, it's not fun or chic. This is simple, very hard work. You need to know what people really, really say. Then you need to analyze competition between the keywords. Also, to see if you have to choose keywords that are more specific in the long tail or in the head. So we are not going to enter into it, but I really, really recommend that you go and understand how to select good keywords before doing the rest. Keywords are like magnets. They attract people. Bad keywords, bad people. Good keywords, good people. So you need to stay and focus on that first. Otherwise, all your work is lost from here. So you need to do this first. Then on page and off page optimization. And then after you do your job, you need to monitoring all the time. It's like masochism, I think masochism, when you hurt yourself and you like that. So this is, so we are always falling. There is no end until you are there and you want to be in top or on the first page, you need to do monitoring all the time and adjusting. Monitor, adjusting. Because search engine changes the algorithms all the time. Google has just changed two or three things with the instant search and also caffeine. If any of you want to talk about this later, it would be a pleasure to talk. I have been done several experiences with caffeine in instant search. I have some opinions about that. So you need to always know what's going on, and also your competitors are all the time trying to get better, okay? So this is the poster that is there if you want then. And then you can, do you know what is a QR code? Who does? QR code it is? Who doesn't know there is a great session tomorrow with me after lunch, and I'm going to talk just about mobile. It's really, really a great technology, okay? Really, really great and very simple to do. So come and you're going to see really, really a very interesting thing. This is good also, but QR codes are, well. Okay, if you want to download the poster, you just scan the QR code and it goes to your cell phone. It is 200K only, and then you can print that thing. I did this in PowerPoint, so it could have 200K only. Otherwise, if I did it in Photoshop, it would be 20 megabytes, and you wouldn't want to pass through each other, so you can download it later on. So you see, the first thing in blue is the strategic analysis and all the checklist. After these keywords, all the checklist. Then on-page optimization, all the checklist, all the commands you have to check. And then off-page optimization, here you see link bait. And then measurement and things you do. So if you are aware of that, you put it on your wall and then you can keep going. So SEO, quickly. Two main factors affect SEO. The first one is relevance. What is relevance? Is the importance of your page, how important you are. It doesn't matter who you are, what you do. The most important thing is who you are related with. It's like people. People who are important have friends who are important, independent of the area they work, okay? So birds of the same kind flock together. How can you be important? Get links from people who are important. Get traffic, a lot of traffic. If you have a lot of traffic, it's like people. If I talk about a lot about someone, that person must be important if several people talk about them, okay? The second thing is keyword. Keywords say what you are. Your Vocation? Vocation is okay? A word? Okay. Vocation. So what you are, the more you have vocation, the more important you are, the better you hunky. So you try all the time to have these both things combinate. In the past, the vocation, the keywords, were enough. We didn't need to do much more than that. Now they are only 15% of the SEO. So the vocation is a small part. All the other part is related with things out of the site and the other things we have, okay? So this is very important to know, because we are not going to talk about SEO only to websites. We are going to talk about SEO to several objects and digital assets, like a video, a slideshare presentation, your Twitter profile. So if you understand that you have to be important, relevant, and also you need to you have the right keywords, you can optimize every profile you have, every asset you have, okay? Now we are going to talk about that. So the three things we need to check for SEO is page code. I'm not going to go into this, but it is friendly URL, the title, the subtitles. Meta tag is still important. Meta tag, Google check, actually after caffeine, it's more important, because Google check the meta tags against the content. If you have the same thing, good for you. If you have different things, bad for you. So it's important to have these things very clear, more and more. And all the comments, the top of the page, etc. The page content, the more keywords you have on the page with a limit where you can read that, and also where you don't do spam in search engine, it's good. I don't know how is the maximum, nobody knows, but I do know that if you go up to 8%, you are not punished. So you can start a little bit, 3%, 4%, or check your competitor, how much he's using, and then you go from there up to 8, and then you go very slowly, one more, because if you are punished, you go back, you come back, and then you stop, okay? And the other thing is the website structure. This is more important now after caffeine too. Google is checking if your site run fast, your page load fast, if you have not broke links and you have a good navigation. And your whole website get a ranking too. So the pages are isolated, and also all of them make the rank for the website. So the three things we must pay attention are these. Just for you to see, there are about 200 factors that affect the SEO. You can go to this address. It is on SlideShare already, so you got the presentation, you can see that. And they analyze each aspect over there, okay? But just to see, only 15% is on-page keyword usage that counts to ranking. If you sum link popularity, traffic, and social graphic metrics, we have 35%, which is much more than only the optimization page. So now, again, search and social are together. We cannot separate them anymore, okay? I used to say that SEO is like diet. The rules are easy, but the discipline necessary to follow them are very, very hard. It's like I'm an engineer, my first background, and what makes, I was thinking about that the other day, because I go to the conferences in search engine, and everybody says the same thing all the time. We know already what to do, okay? It's like civil engineer, I'm a civil engineer. You know the rules. What makes a good engineer, and what makes a bad engineer? We know all the rules are the same. Exactly that, the discipline to do the right things and go again and again and again. So this is the same thing here, okay? If you want to be a good SEO professional, you need to go and have a lot of discipline and check the stats every day and monitoring that and try again. So it's not easy. Beyond the basics, there are some very interesting things to say. First, landing pages. We are going to talk landing pages, a little bit of mobile, universal search, SERP domination, and behavioral targets, okay? Landing pages, people don't think about landing pages, okay? People in search marketing think about bringing people to the site, to the page. But then, when people arrive on the page, if they don't like that, they go away. It's a bounce rate, and it's bad for you if it happens. Not only because Google gives a negative point, but also because you lost your consumer, you lost your prospect, you lost the person who went to your website. So there is a proverb that I like very much. You can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make it drink. So search marketing leads the people to the water, to your page, okay? This is marketing and IT. But the landing page is the thing that is going to make people drink in your page, in your content, in your what you want them to do. So it's marketing, because you need to know what is your objective. IT and design, they must work together, okay? So there are several very good tools for landing page optimization. Google has one. If you want, I can Twitter this later on or prepare some links for you. And then you should check your landing page as much as you can, so that you guarantee that you have a conversion. How many of you use Google Analytics or web? Yes, great. So you can set up the conversion funnel. Do you know what is conversion? Where the people need to go until they convert. It's not only sales, anything you want. You should set up that in your analytics software, Web Trends or Google Analytics. So when something goes wrong in the middle of that, you know, and then you can fix that. We have done this in the past. It's really, really great to make people going, and you start on the land page, and then the other pages you need them to go. With the caffeine, navigation, bounce rate, usability are going take in account. So it's better to pay attention on the land pages, okay? Next thing is mobile optimization. This is very important. Actually, mobile is the future, not only in Brazil, but actually in the United States, you are ahead of us in the number of people who are using mobile and Twitter, etc. But if you pay attention, the human being is mobile from nature. We were nomads, and then we stayed a little bit for agriculture and this kind of things, but we are nomads in our essence. Everything that makes us nomads again is what we want. Mobility is what fuels all the other trends, like search on the hand, because you are doing this. Geolocation, we are doing this. Social, you do more social because you are. So several, augmented reality, mobile tagging, all this stuff are really interesting and useful because of mobility, okay? Mobility is the number one thing we do. But mobile search is completely different from search on the desktop. It's not only just about squeezing things. You have different size of screen, and also the things you can and you want to see. You don't want to see everything, every detail. When you are on the run, you want to see some things. Speed of access. I don't know how it is here in the United States, but in Brazil, the 3G is not that good. So sometimes we are really, really, video is not okay to see everywhere. You just see video when you are in wireless Wi-Fi connection. Usability, even iPhone, which is really good, Android, which is really good, has issues in usability, it's not the same. Actually, for me, I get very old, I cannot see anymore. I get to the screen and say, oh my God, I cannot. So usability is an issue, it's an issue for everybody. You need to pay attention. And also, the most important thing, there are 7 categories that are 50% of search, mobile search, fit in that category. If your work is in one of these, music, localization, entertainment, sports, local information, shopping, or references, you should have a mobile website. If your university has specific content in these areas, people are more likely to search these areas when they are mobile than when they are in desktop, okay? So this, and it's completely different. You need to have a separate project to do that. Do you know what is universal search? Anyone does know what is universal search? You do know. You don't know. I'm just let you know what the name is, and then you know. Since 1 year and a half, Google has put all together with the results all the vertical search engines. So now when you search, you get maps, you get news, you get videos, you get all this stuff. What does it mean for us? This is a very hard competition. You are not competing with a website anymore. You are competing with everything in the world. And then what requires from you? You need to optimize all your content, all your kinds of index platform. So YouTube videos, Google Maps, news, blogs. This is your chance of being searched. You are competing to all these things. So for example, This is a YouTube video. What can I optimize for video? The title, for example. I did the title. This is an artwork I presented Nokia Trends in Brazil 3 years ago, 2007. I put Nokia Trends on the title, on purpose. One day later, Nokia scanned that and put in their website. So they searched because it was in the title. Okay. The other thing is what you put here. Pay attention. What you put in description when you put a video online. Also, the tags are searchable too. Also, for videos, one good thing to do, if you have a video, you cannot search in the voices, okay, in the content. But if you put, how do you say when you put the words in the text file? Yes, you can. If you write a caption file, Google search in the caption file also. So you can have your content, video content, indexed. So for each kind of digital asset, you are going to pay attention and you need to train the people who are uploading that. In university, we have a lot of people doing that. They need to know, they need to pay attention on title, which keywords they need to put there, the name of university, what must go on description. You need to do that. There is a homework to do before, and then it goes okay. In Twitter, for example, this is my Twitter. Your name is important, and also the name of university, and also the description there is searched by Google. The Twitters, I don't know how many of you use Google Alerts. Google Alerts is getting more and more quicky, really real time. Today, I have Twitter 2 or 3 things, and just some minutes after that, I received the alert that it was on Twitter. So the more relevant your profile is, the quicker that Google is going to index you. And pay attention on what do you Twitter. What you Twitter is important. It's indexed. It's part of your whole thing, okay? And it's going to be found on the search. Okay, so far? Is it okay? I'm not fast, okay? I'm in English, so I'm very, very slow. You are okay with me. Search engine page domination. What is the domination? Is that what do you want after you are already the first in the page? You want to be the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth. You want to be all the results. Not with the same link, of course. It's not, this is a black hat. No, don't do that. But you want to have a lot of content and have all the page. This is SERP domination, okay? We can do this with the natural organic search and also in sponsored links. Actually, they are really, really good for you to put different kind of information. So the person who sees that, he doesn't realize that it's the same, but they click on you. This is what you want. So you you don't let them go away. The other thing is behavioral targeting. Do you know what behavioral targeting is? The following. You see, according to the behavior, she's crying over there, she's smiling here. We behave, and as we behave, we act. So if you follow the people's behavior, you are more likely to give them what they want. This is what behavioral targeting do. They target people according to their behaviors. Several platforms do that today. Google does, and a lot of others do. Some platforms do this with displays also. Have you noticed that you are in an e-commerce website and then you drop something? You abandon the yes, thank you, the car. So when you abandon the car and you go to the other site, suddenly, the same thing is appearing for you in the display. And I don't know how many of you have seen that, but it happens because it traces our cookies. And then it goes according to our behavior. You can do this in search also with cookies. And then if you come to my website and you are looking for a car, for example, it's very general. When you come, I will show you all about my cars. Imagine I am an e-commerce for cars, okay? But then you go away. When you come back, you are looking specifically for a Honda Civic. Then I know that you have been with me before. So I welcome you in different way with my display. And then I give you Honda Civic and some discounts on that. And then if you go away and come again, I can give you another thing, so I can really, really, really know what you are interested in. In this kind of platform, I also can know where you have been before coming to me. So I know if you were in the competition, in another car or website. So they really, really, there are concerns about this, okay? I'm talking here about marketing. But remember, my PhD is in art. I'm really, really concerned about how people are doing things. And privacy is a very complicated issue. Neuromarketing is a very complicated issue. I think we need to pay attention on both sides of things. But it's happening already, okay? I'm going to show you how it's happening. How many of you have realized that when you search in your office, each person with the same word, each person gets a different result? Have you seen that? Why does it happen? Because Google is doing behavioral targeting. What he does, if you are logged in, and now we have Gmail, you have Maps, you have YouTube, you have a lot of services. If you were logged in any of these services, as you search, navigate, and do things, Google knows what do you want, and then he personalizes the results for you. If you are not logged in, what he gets? He gets the cookie, the browser results on what you have clicked on or searched in the past 108 days, a lot of time, okay? So he always knows what you want. If you want to have a pure search, we call that pure search, you need to turn off the cookies, web history, and not being logged in. This is something useful only to know where a very, very pure browser would be, but we never know. So what really changed from the past to now? In the past, we were fighting for rankings. Now, I honestly don't know what each person is going to see. So what's the point to make SEO? Anyway, you are doing your best to be the first one to be seen. So if you don't do that, you are not going to be seen whatsoever. It's the same with instant search. When instant search started, people start search and then the results come out. So this is more important than ever to be the first one, because this is what they are giving to the person who is looking. Okay, so it's happening. Behavioral targeting and personalized search. Search in social. Two things that are important in search in social. Social media optimization and the social search optimization. They are different things. You have been heard a lot of social media marketing, social media optimization, okay? I'm going to talk a little bit about this, but also there are social search optimization. Before I go into this, I'm going to tell you the difference between them so you get comfortable. The first, social media optimization, you use the social media websites, all the social media sites, to improve your ROI and get results for your website, your brand. You are bringing people to you. This is your main objective when you use the social media marketing, okay? When you use social search optimization, it's not to get people to your website. For example, I have a video in YouTube. This is important thing for me, and I need people to find this, even if it's not going to my website, if it's not going to link my Twitter account. I want people to find my Twitter profile. So how can I promote my profile, regardless if it's linked to any other place else, okay? So let's talk about both. Social media optimization and marketing. We have a very, very useful, you have been probably using Ning also. You can have as many social networks as you want. I don't recommend that do that, actually. I don't know if you have read about information obesity. Have you heard about this word, information obesity? We are living in an era of information obesity. What does it mean? In the 60s, what did people have to do? Nothing. two television channel, and two radio channel, 3-4 magazines, some newspaper, nothing else, okay? No recorder, so you didn't have to spend time recording thing and organizing thing. There was no CDs or DVDs, everything was expensive, okay? As years were passing, we were gaining things to do, more things to do. Today, how many social networks are you in? At least three. LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook at least, and then you must probably you have YouTube, SlideShare, etc., etc., plus university, plus 10 email accounts, plus oh. So you have the same 24 hours and you don't have time to sleep, okay? So we are going to sleep at 3 a.m. and we wake up at 6 and we are always late. This is the problem, this is the infobesity. So don't create another social network. People don't want to join another social network. So go where people are already. This is why Facebook is going to dominate the world, because people are there already. So if you get an application over there, the fish are there, so you can fish them, okay? So what social media marketing can give us? Traffic and links. The more in Twitter, for example, if you tweet something and people retweet you, it's sometimes if you have a shortened URL, it doesn't count as too many links. It's just once, okay? Because it goes to the shortener and then it goes to you. But you get all the traffic that it generates. I have been using this, and if you really get retweeted and people really go to the page, I have had pages that were in the 100 page of results, and it gets to the first page after a very good tweet with several retweets in one day. So Google really takes account of social media, okay? So traffic and links. Also, if you can in Twitter, when you can, in social media in general, don't use the shortened URL. Use it then complete. I know we, one hand, we need to have friendly URL, so you need to have a long ones with all the keywords. But when you are really competing with someone and you need to go up fast, don't use all the keywords. Use only one short and put this straight on Twitter or Facebook, or and then you get the link direct to you. So you get the link and also the traffic to you. Just to comparing referral traffic from social networks and Google, for some portals, as you can see, social networks bring more traffic than Google. So they are really important to bring traffic. And the interesting thing is, if you get more traffic, you get better ranking. If you get better rank, you go to the better page. And then you get more people and you get a better rank, more traffic. And then this is a continuous thing. So the more you go with traffic and you go up, more you tend to go up. Okay, so this is a really interesting. For iPhone, I don't know how many of you develop iPhone applications or have done this for your campus. If you have a very new iPhone application, the chance to be in the top in the Apple Store is zero, okay, zero. So what can you do to change that? Promote your application a lot in your campus with displays, billboard, email, etc. If a lot of people download this application, it gets more relevant because it gets traffic, and then it goes up. And then when it's in the top 25, people start downloading that. So if you have an application, you can use these things. First, you get traffic, then you get SEO, and then you go up. Now we are going to have SEO for television. Actually, Google is launching Google TV. So we are going to have SEO for everything. This is really, really sad for everything. So social media marketing, I have 10 minutes, is it? 10 minutes? Yes, okay. So social media marketing, we have several things to do. I'm not going to pass all the things, but you must be relevant if you want people to link to you. Otherwise, you are not going to have a traffic. The other thing is make bookmarking easy. How many of you have blogs in your university website? And how many of you have tweeted this in each post of the blog? So, wow, good. Good, some raise the brand. So if you don't put tweet this, you are not helping people helping you. So people need to have the easy steps to do to go to Delicious and mark you, to Twitter about your information. And it's not just put on the front page in the in your website, in the home page. All the links, this is stupid, okay? People don't look at all that links. You need to use the links in the right place where they are most likely to be clicked on. So then people tweet about that, then people go to YouTube to share that, or SlideShare, or etc. So make it easy for people to bookmark. incentivize mashup. Put things on YouTube. Some companies and some universities keep the content in their websites. And they think, wow, I'm going to get only the clicks here, so it's going to be more relevant. No, you are wrong. YouTube is the second largest search engine. So if you put this there, the chances of people see your videos are bigger. And also, they can do mashup. They can put in there, when I give a presentation like this, I put in SlideShare, and people embed in their pages. What happens? I receive a lot of clicks and more visitors because it spreads. If it were just in my website, how many people would see that? Maybe you, the people who were in the conference, and it cannot spread anymore. So, incentivize mashup. Make it easy for a content to travel. Nobody sends 20 megabyte files. They send 200K files. So make it short, make it in PDF, make it in formats that are easy to people to share and talk about you. Viral. We cannot predict viral contents, okay? We cannot predict that a movie, a video will be viralized, that to be contagious. But there is, do you know Dan Zarella? Dan Zarella is a researcher, and he has made the following. He searched all things that became viral, and then he found out 8 elements that are common in all the viral things. Some elements are where you put the, start spreading things, the seeding, where you seed this, make a difference, the social cascades, if it's a new thing or not, the novelty. So there are 8 elements. I can share this with you later on if you want, but you can try to make it and then you go. The other thing is relationship. Relationship is the most important thing in social media. If you don't know how to deal with people and how to get along with them, it doesn't matter the technology you have. So you need good people that know how to connect and respond. When I when I hear that the social media is cheap, I get very, very angry, because you need good people to run social media, and you need a lot of arms. I cannot deal with my Twitter myself, and I am just one. I cannot answer everybody. If you are a company, if you are a university, a lot of people are going to talk to you. I used to say that in the past, people talk to you like this. Now they are here, in your ear, and talk to you, and you need to respond. And if you don't respond, people who love you start to hate you because you didn't respond then. So it's a huge responsibility, and this is about relationship. Crisis. There is something I'm sure all of you here, the universities, the companies, and the person, we are going to pass through crisis, all of us. Even if you are a saint, if you are Jesus Christ, why are you going to pass through a crisis? Because someone doesn't like you, because someone doesn't understand you. Someone is your competitor, and he's going to be not loyal and or ethical and do something wrong. So you need to be prepared for crisis, because you will pass through crisis for sure, okay? And then social media marketing is not about technology. It's about people. So the way we use technology is what matters here, okay? Relationship first, the rest falls into place. If you know how to talk to people, it works. Okay, just a little bit, and now social search to end. Social search optimization, as I said, is when you use the profiles you have to increase your brand results. So everything that's not in your website only, and it's out of your website and is in social, are social objects or digital objects. So social media profiles, blogs, video, images, press releases, news feeds, etc. And then we need to know, I said that before twice, we need to know what are the fields we have, the attributes we have for each kind of object, and then we optimize each one of them, okay? So I need to understand, like in YouTube, I told you, you can use the subtitles, caption file. So if you don't know that, you don't use that. So you need to understand each platform where your audience is. The other thing, how can Social media marketing can help SEO with the traffic and links, okay? We said that before. And the social search can help us researching the keywords. Do you remember keywords are the most important part of SEO? So if you go, it's very difficult to know what people are really, really saying. If you go to social media where your audience is, you can listen to them. And then you really know what you need to optimize in your website, okay? So Nielsen, which is one of the largest research companies in the world, are using more and more social media as research channel. And just for finishing, what is the trends for the future? So the search engine results page in the future is going to be a little bit like this. So paid media is advertisement, sponsored links, for example, just a little bit. Owned is where you have control, and then you can, it's your content, your website, video, social blog, things you put online, so you have control on that. And earned media, what people and your audience talk about you. So the more you are in the earned media, we want the earned media, okay? This is the huge media, but you don't have control. The more you go to paid media, more control you have. In the between, you have your stuff. We need to work in these three kind of contents. So the first one, the paid, we simply pay and try to get best quality and then it's okay. The second one, we need to give a good experience for our users, customers. So hard work, but yet we can do. The earned media, we cannot talk directly to them. They talk to each other. Social is not you talking to them. They talking to each other. So here, you need to be inspiration, leader, something like this to make them talk good things about you. And just to compare, SEO in the past and SEO 2.0. What is SEO in the past for the spiders? 2.0 for users. If you have users, you have traffic. SEO in the past, competition. Now it's cooperation. Cooperation fuels the traffic. In the past, for keywords, now it's tag. We tag everything. When people tag the YouTube and then the Flickr photos, it's going to be optimized also. Optimization for links in the past, now for traffic. Clicks, page views, and visits, now for conversions, ROI, branding. We need to see return on investment. We are not just playing. We are really doing serious stuff. DMOS, do you know what DMOS is? This is a directory created by human beings. So they are not being able to update this anymore anyway. So in Delicious, all of us update this all the time. And if you are voted in Delicious, it's really good. In the past, main traffic sources, the search engines. Now, social media, stubble phone, niche social net, things that are catalyzed by people. People do that. In the past, undemocratic, and now democratic. People do all the stuff. In the past, 50% automated. Now 10%, you cannot automate people, okay? This is why you can automate a little bit what is in the technical side, but you need to be aware all the time because people change all the time. They are emotional. In the past, we are only in the technocratic. So for closing, I love this quotation, which is in a Brazilian commercial for a cell phone operator company. All broadband will be useless if the mind is narrow. So we need to open our mind. There are a lot of interesting things going on. And as I said, the discipline is the most difficult thing. They are small things, but we need to do all of them. And this is very hard. So thank you very much. This is my contact and my QR code for thank you. So thank you. And if you have a question, I think I have time. We have time to do we have time? I think so. Nobody said. Does anybody has a question? Anyway, I'm here today, tomorrow also, and I'll be glad to talk to you about anything you want. Okay. So thank you very much for coming. I hope you enjoy. And this is the poster, okay? If you want to download the poster, there is the QR code here. So you can download the poster in case you want. Yeah, you can scan all. Do you have the reader in your cell phone? Yeah, you have tomorrow. You come to my presentation, you are going to learn a lot, not only QR code, but all the other stuff and mobile tagging. And then you can create yours, okay? And then you can create yours. Okay. Go ahead. Let me see. Or maybe, yeah, maybe you can do this. You are welcome. Oh, thank you very much.
So tomorrow you're going to talk about
this? Yes. Yeah. This and augmented reality and all the other patterns. Me too. Yeah, if you go, I think you are going to like people. I have been giving this presentation in a row and people are going, are liking. Thank you very much. Yeah, you got it. You are welcome. Anyway, it's in SlideShare, so you can download from SlideShare or you can download from your cell phone anyway. I needed to wait Google to pass in my page. While it doesn't pass in page, you cannot change it.
Okay.
So it depends on the size.
You can look
directly on the search results.
Oh.
There is a cache over there. So when if you click cache, then you are going to see the last time Google passed through that and when it was.
Okay.
And then it's about 15 days, 10 days. If you are really, really hawky site and then a lot of traffic, 1 week they pass again. So you can do anything in 1 week. But when we are talking about sponsored links, it's completely different. This, because then you bid for the words, and this is all the time long. So you don't have a rest. You stay all the time connected. So.
Okay, thank you very much. Hello.
It's nice to be done, isn't it?
Yeah, I have two more tomorrow.
Which is kind of strange.
Huh?
The aspect ratio is kind of strange.
Right.
It creates a resolution.
Yeah, that's fine.
Otherwise,
it's stretched.
I'm going to see if I can maybe.